And you are listening to KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. It's October 14th, and the time is 8 a.m. This is regional news for the Western Slope. I'm Travis Bubinik. A single-engine plane crash-landed at the Telluride Airport yesterday morning around 11 a.m. San Miguel County Sheriff's authorities said the plane took off but wasn't able to gain altitude and soon after hit the ground about 200 yards south of the runway. The plane then skidded another 100 yards and crashed into a fence, stopping just 30 feet short of a steep cliff. Authorities say the aircraft was, quote, extensively damaged, but there wasn't a fire, and the 51-year-old pilot walked away uninjured. The National Transportation Safety Board and the FAA will be conducting an investigation. According to the Denver Post, contaminated gasoline was sold at two stores in southwestern Colorado, along with 20 more in Arizona and New Mexico. The contamination stemmed from a failed gasket at a refinery in northwestern New Mexico. Water reportedly leaked into a petroleum storage tank last week. The company, Western Refining, said it's going to cover the cost of damages caused by the contaminated gas, so long as there's proof that the gas was purchased from those stores on October 8th. The aftermath of severe flooding in Colorado continues. Last week, the body of a ninth victim was found near Loveland, and the state legislature appointed a 12-member panel to look for ways to improve disaster relief and emergency planning. Flood disaster coordinator Bruce Holloman told Rocky Mountain PBS that hard-hit counties are wondering if Tabor, the taxpayer Bill of Rights, may restrict how they can use federal relief grants. They're also looking at whether future emergency management scenarios should include plans for longer-term issues, such as rebuilding infrastructure and offering social services.
Aspects of this disaster are going to be with us for a couple of years, possibly up to 2 years to, you know, restore everything that we've lost.
Interviewed on Rocky Mountain PBS's Colorado State of Mind program, Holloman also says the federal government shutdown has not significantly slowed relief efforts in Colorado. State lawmakers say water will play a big role in next year's legislative session. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Republican Representative Jerry Sonnenberg of Sterling sits on the Water Resources Review Committee. He says helping agriculture and urban areas repair water infrastructure from September's flooding is a top priority.
There are farmers that have lost complete diversions into their ditches so they can't augment. That's one of the things I think needs to be dealt with now, and I've had conversations with the governor. I think what we need to do is make sure there's funds available.
This is such a critical year for water. We've been suffering from droughts and floods.
That's Democratic Senator Gail Schwartz of Snowmass Village. She chairs the Water Resources Committee. She says lawmakers will need to examine long-term goals for the state's water use.
And what are the important solutions, important tools around efficiency and strong stream flows, as well as keeping water in our agricultural production and not have growth and sprawl that uses up agricultural land.
The committee will look at proposed legislation over the next several weeks. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Mesa County's work release program, used as an alternative to jail, could soon be ending under new budget cuts proposed by county commissioners. As the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports, the county's alternative sentencing unit, as it's known, has an annual operating cost of about $1.1 million. That money's been targeted under cuts to the Sheriff's Department for the county's 2014 budget. Those cuts aren't finalized yet. The county is set to formally present its budget priorities at a regular meeting this morning. Still, eliminating the work release program could lead to an expansion of the already overcrowded Mesa County Jail and could affect 13 staff members at the work release facility. According to the Daily Sentinel, Mesa County Sheriff Stan Hilke said if the cuts go through and the program is done away with, the county would have to convert space in the jail into a new unit to make room for the new inmates. The cuts could also hinder the county's evidence-based decision-making initiative, a three-year-old effort that aims to cut down the number of inmates who wind up back in jail after being released. The county is one of seven jurisdictions across the country participating in that program. Under the work release program, inmates pay room and board and other expenses to Mesa County while serving time in a less restrictive environment. They're also allowed to keep their jobs during the sentence. Thanks for tuning in to the KVNF Regional Newscast this morning. A reminder that we are still carrying on our fall pledge drive. We've had an overwhelming amount of support from our listeners all across western Colorado. We've heard from just about every town spotting the map. that KVNF serves, and it's been extremely heartwarming to hear from all of you that you appreciate the quality programming we're putting on the air every day, so thank you very much for that. We are still just shy of our $55,000 goal, money that we need to keep the station operating and to basically to pay our bills, to pay for Morning Edition and All Things Considered, and a whole host of other infrastructural costs here at the station. So we're coming to you asking for support for those efforts because this is community radio. You are our largest source of funding when it comes to paying the bills, so we really do rely on you, and we would like to meet that goal. Give us a call if you haven't already, 527-4868, 1-866-KVNF now, and become a member of this community-supported radio station. When you're a member, you can take pride in knowing that you're responsible for bringing all this quality programming to the air, to yourself and to your friends and neighbors. So please give us a call, 527-4868, 1-866-KVNF now, or go online to kvnf.org. Go Betty is standing by, ready to play you some morning tunes. Stick around for KVNF News. I'm Travis Bubenick.